Hello, welcome to BBC Bite Size with the naked scientists, Chris Smith and Kat Arney. Now, it's obvious from looking at families that we inherit certain characteristics from our parents. But how does this actually work?
As we discussed in the podcast about chromosomes, we get half our DNA, and therefore half our genes, from our mum and half from our dad. So this means that effectively we get two versions of every gene. But it's not as simple as that, because genes come in different forms, known as alleles.
And what's that?
Well, some characteristics are controlled by just one single gene, and this includes things like eye colour or the shape of your earlobes. And there are different versions of these genes. So, for example, one version of the eye colour gene gives you blue eyes, while the other version might give you brown eyes.
But you said we get two versions of every gene. There's one from each parent. So I don't see many people walking around with one blue eye and one brown eye, or perhaps even different shaped earlobes on each side of their head.
That's true, and you need to realise that the alleles of a particular gene can be dominant or recessive.
And what's the difference?
Well, a dominant allele means that the characteristic is seen in the person if you have two dominant versions or even just one. But a recessive allele can only exert its effect if both of these versions are present.
Have you got any examples of this?
Well, let's look at eye colour. Now, the allele for brown eyes is dominant, while the allele for blue eyes is recessive. So someone who inherits one or two alleles for brown eyes will have brown eyes, and that means they get a brown version from either mum or dad, or even both mum and dad. But a person will only have blue eyes if they inherit two copies of the allele for blue eyes, one from each parent, because if they had just one copy of that brown allele, they'd have brown eyes instead.
That's fascinating. So how did scientists discover that in the first place?
Well, it all comes down to a chap called Gregor Mendel, who lived from 1822 to 1884. Now, he was a monk who was fascinated by the inherited characteristics in pea plants. He found that when he bred red-flowered plants with white-flowered plants, all the offspring produced red flowers. Now, this worked because the allele for red flowers is dominant and the allele for white flowers is recessive.
Well, that makes sense, but what happens if you then breed the new red plants together?
So Mendel found that if he bred these next generation plants with each other, most of the offspring had red flowers, but around a quarter had white flowers.
And why was that?
Let's think about it. Each plant has got one white allele and one red allele. And when they produce gametes, every gamete could contain either a white or a red allele. So when baby plants are made, you can have four possible combinations from the two gametes coming together. Red and red, red and white, white and red, or white and white. Because red's dominant, this means that three out of the four plants are going to turn out red, because they've got either one or two red alleles. Now, only a quarter have two white alleles, making them white. To be honest, it's easier to explain if you draw this in a diagram.
Thanks, Kat. Well, that's it for pea plants, but in part two, we'll be finding out about some of the inherited diseases that affect us humans, including Huntington's disease and cystic fibrosis.